This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Steve says, even with low-hanging fruit, I wouldn't make the trade. It could very well be a lateral move on the field, and Tua's a choir boy, not a drama queen. I mean, that's the good thing about Tua, that at least you're not going to – I think he's going to be a player, and I think he's a Derek Jeter type, dude. I think he's going to be a baller, and I think off the field he's just going to be like Russell. He's going to be impeccable. You know, Russell Wilson, you never have to worry about Russell Wilson ever. You know he's going to ball. You know he's going to sell out for his team. You know he's going to be a great leader. And then when he's away from the building, you can sleep like a baby because you know Russell Wilson will always do the right thing because that's what he's all about. So, yeah, I'm with you. That's a good point there, Steve. You know, that's the beauty of Tua, that if you have a hell of a player, which I think you will have a hell of a player, you're also going to have a hell of a person. And you never, ever have to be concerned. Think about this, okay? Be honest now. Those of you that are on the chat board right now, and if you're podcasting later, I want to ask you this question. Be honest now, okay? It's a bunch of you right now on the chat board. Be honest. Let's say everything clears up right now, right? He settles with these women and all that, okay? Are you, in your mind, 100% convinced that Deshaun Watson won't do anything stupid like this again? Because I'm not. That's the difference. Do you think he learned his lesson and he's never going to try anything like this again or similar or whatever? I don't. Because you did it this many times. And that tells me that there's something there, bro. Something habitually is wrong. Oh, and by the way, he's got a fine-ass girlfriend. Have you guys seen his girlfriend? She's gorgeous, bro. And you're still doing all this behind the scenes? I'm sorry. I have problems with that. Whereas I know that if Tua's a baller and he's a player, that other stuff that's gone on with Watson, never have to worry about it ever in my life. That'll never happen to Tua. Okay? That's it. I have 100% confidence in the human being as much as I do the athlete. But the difference is Watson's already accomplished. Watson is there. While I have faith that Tua will turn into a good player, he hasn't. So I could be dead ass wrong. And that's the difference, right? Watson is already, he's a made man, as they say. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and that's not up for discussion or anything. And so some of you out there, and I think that's where this lives. I think it lives solely or mostly, not solely, mostly I think is the better word, with the people that don't believe in Tua. That's what I think. Usually the people that are bringing it up are the people that don't believe in Tua as it is. And so they think that that's their next chance at getting a quarterback because they don't currently have one. Whereas I think the Dolphins have one. He's just young and he's going to grow up and he'll get to, you know, adjust and he'll become a hell of a quarterback for the Dolphins for a long time to come. But that's the question you have to ask yourself.